Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 12th of March. Starting off with Alba Mineral Resources, which is requested stock. Looks like it's good timing in the sense that we've broken that line of resistance from the end of December. We've also broken above the 50-day moving average at 0.37, and the turnaround that we've had so far in March has been above the 200-day line at 0.29. That's normally a good sign when you see a stock or market turnaround from above a key moving average as this has done. End of day close above the 50-day line. We should be starting the journey towards a new leg to the upside and the top of the rising trend channel from last August at 0.7 pence. Time frame on that perhaps by the end of May at the latest, although obviously the stock can move reasonably well. It did in 2 months. It went, what was that, 0.1 to 0.6. So potentially even as soon as the end of next month if the charting is working. Onto a stock which I've upgraded the target. Here we've got Agronomics with a very solid looking candle through last month's resistance. The peak then around, what was that, 22 pence, and nice weekly close above that today with the very strong candle that we got opening at the low and so far at the high of the day. Here we've got the prospect of a top of channel target from last June as high as 40 pence. And that could be seen by the end of next month. You can see the MACD indicator also crossed up yesterday. So that might give some bulls of the stock a little bit more confidence. But here the overall trajectory has been of breaks to new highs, sideways move, and then breaks to new highs again. And that kind of step ladder fashion ascent is normally seen only in the strongest of situations. As far as Cattlin is concerned, which is the next stock, we've had a rather rocky ride over recent months, but it looks as though from the middle of last month we've had a turnaround here. We've got all the near-term moving averages rising. That would imply that we'll have a golden cross here perhaps by the end of this month, a golden cross where the 50 and 200-day moving averages both cross while they're rising. Good consolidation here as well. Obviously, the magic thing here would be for an end-of-day close or a weekly close above 4.75 pence, which has been rather sticky resistance for the shares effectively since the end of August. So if you're cautious on the shares, maybe just wait for 5 pence plus and then go for a momentum trade. Then the reward would be, if 5 pence plus was broken, that we headed up towards that resistance line projection there from April last year, as high as 12 pence on a 2 to 3 month time frame. But as you can see from previous rallies, the shares have been able to move very quickly. When onto a stock where I've seen that other technical analysis experts have been pointing out that there's been a golden cross here for Gene Drive. Well, golden cross, not quite, but maybe a cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages, which is not bad. The 200-day line on this chart currently still, well, it's flat, basically, and you've got the rising 50-day line, but that's not really the point. The point would be for an end-of-day close or a weekly close back above 150 to give the shares a new leg to the upside within this rising trend channel from January, top of the channel, heading towards £2.10, and the top of the broadening triangle, the bigger target here from July last year, up to £2.20. So all in all, above 140, we're looking for a breakout and a breakout towards the £2.20 zone over the next month or so. I suppose the only thing which would delay it really would be a break back below the 20-day line, currently at £1.29. On to the cannabis area, and here we've got Cannabo, which I'm not quite sure whether there'll be enough there on the daily chart. Well, there is, I suppose. We've got I identified it before, a break of that resistance line there from last month around the 20 pence level, and while we're above that, looking for a top of January trend channel target as high as 38, 39 pence by the end of this month. It'd be nice to see an end of day close back above this week's early resistance, 26 pence above 26, looking for, let's say, 39 on Cannabo. Moving along to a stock which was one of my stocks of the year, and looks like it's starting to fulfill that promise, which would be nice. Here we've got wonderful looking candle there. I think the company raised some money at 10 pence, but you'll have to look that up on the RNS. Here, though, we've got a bounce off that line of resistance, basically that line of resistance there from the end of November. That was running around the 18 pence level and above, basically above the that level looking towards a resistance line projection, which is actually quite high, up towards probably the 40 to 50 pence area, a line there like that over the next 1 to 2 months. So above 18 pence, looking for 50 pence plus, perhaps as soon as sometime in May. I'd like to see a weekly close above the initial March resistance at 20 pence, just to confirm, or 23 pence rather, just to confirm the upside scenario. But that looks like that's in the bag. And as I said, looks like a reasonably strong situation there for Mustang Energy at the moment. Nuformix is next. And here we have perhaps the most subtle of signals, one of the more reliable signals around, and much one which is basically a technical handbrake turn, is the bear trap gap reversal, i.e. a gap down, make a new low, and then close above the top of the gap, which is what Nuformix looks like it's going to do today. End of day close above 2.3 pence, enough to give us that bear trap gap reversal, and then a move to at least retest this month's peak at 3.17 pence. Also got the 200-day moving average there at 3.26 as a target, and obviously after that, it could be a decent recovery in focus. Best case scenario target, if you're a fan of the shares, would be the top of that broadening triangle from back in November at 4.5 pence by the end of next month. So above 2.3 pence, looks like we're on our way for Nuformix. On to the stock of the day, or at least the stock of this morning, Premier African Minerals. We were looking for 0.4 while we were above 0.2, and we got it. We got a bit more than that. Interesting that there was an overshoot. The overshoot, I suppose, was up to that particular sort of drawing the line like that from the beginning of 2019. Current situation, I suppose, is that we're looking for ideally an end of day close back above that particular peak there from a while back now. So that was 0.27. Above 2.27, we can retest the best levels of the day towards 0.5 pence. But we really need to see 0.27, and only back below 0.2, really delaying the upside scenario for Premier African. But a very volatile situation, not for widows and orphans, obviously. Pyro is a rather more sedate mover, and covered this quite a few times. Good news flow here. It looks like we're breaking out finally. The stock, an investor in the hot pre-IPO situation at the moment, which is Pluto Digital Assets. And the reason for the technical excitement here is the way that we had a gap higher earlier this week, and we've held that gap, which is a decent signal, almost as good as the bear trap gap reversal in the, as well. And the view now is that while we're above that gap, and at least while we're above 15 pence, looking towards 30 pence at the top of the rising August trend channel. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So it looks like a very good setup there for Pires at the moment, breaking that resistance line there from February. And we've also got the MACD cross to buy as well a couple of days ago. Another company which has a stake in Pluto Digital Assets is Riverfort Global, and that also had a gap to the upside last month. In that case, the gap was filled, but then we bounced off the floor of the gap, which is a pretty good signal as well. And the view now is that at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 1.3 pence, we're looking towards 2.5 pence at the top of a rising trend channel from back in March last year, this time last year. Finishing off with a stock which has gone a bit quiet, but maybe back after a bit of an absence, Vallourix. And here we've got another situation where we've been near to the 200-day moving average. In fact, in this case, we bounced. We had a sort of slight bear trap below it yesterday at 19.5 pence, but bounced quite nicely. And a weekly close back above the initial March resistance at 21 pence should be enough to get us back on a bull tack here. Initial target, obviously, the February resistance at 26.75. And if you're a fan of the shares, then obviously you'd be looking for further gains after that. Top of the price channel at the moment, looking at 40 pence while we hold above 19.5 pence is the best case scenario. Maybe see that on a 1 to 2 month time frame. That's it for me today. More updates over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.